Okay, real good there, Tommy. Well, fortunately, my RV, their water heater I got, it does not use the sacrificial rod. There's two different types, and it's whatever what the inside of the water heater is made of or whatever, but the one that I've got does not use the rod, so I don't have to change it. I know on the other one, on my other camper, I had to change it every year, so I did that. So this one here, you don't. And, yeah, the... I got my fingers crossed on the Cadillac one. Where I looked at some videos on Facebook today. Fortunately, I was going to pick a campsite along the channel, but I decided not to do that when I made my reservations. I made the reservations a couple months ago. We took the one in the middle of the campground, and I've seen the videos on Facebook. Actually, the channel, the water from the channel is up into the first and probably second row of campgrounds on the north side of the park, and it's actually up on the road going across the road there, going into Cadillac. You can't go into Cadillac going that way. I've seen pictures today that on the south side of the Lake Cadillac. Going into Cadillac, the water is up to the road. Some places it's on the road. There's a guy had a dash cam video going through it, and he was had splashing water in a few places, not real deep, but it was still there. Anyway, let's go to Mike, KFADDQ. You're up. Stand by, Jeff.